Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
Cardiotherapeutics is a clinical stage life science company that is focused on the treatment of heart disease. And it's also a listed company with a lot of potential. Joining me now is David Elsley. He's the founder, president and CEO of Cardiotherapeutics. And he's doing a roadshow here in Germany. So thank you so much for joining us here in Berlin.
Good afternoon, Manuel. It's a great pleasure to be here and happy to speak to you today.
So, of course, we would like to know more about you and your company. On which areas are you exactly focused on?
So the team at Cardiotherapeutics has worked in heart disease and developing medicines for heart disease for 30 years. And we are currently developing an important medicine to resolve or target inflammation, which can damage the heart. That drug is now in phase two development under the FDA program and globally for two very important diseases that affect younger people. So acute myocarditis is an inflammatory heart muscle disorder that remains the leading cause of sudden cardiac death in people under the age of 35. So this is a deadly disease that can affect very young people in their prime of life. And we also have a program in recurrent pericarditis, which is a disease of 40 or 50 year olds, so younger people, not advanced age. This disease can be deadly. It leads to a significant reduction in quality of life, and it's very painful. It causes very intractable pain in these patients. And the challenge of these conditions is there's currently no accepted standard of care for the treatment of acute myocarditis, and recurrent pericarditis is addressed with powerful treatments that can be immunosuppressive or steroids that can have safety concerns or toxicology issues. So there's a tremendous opportunity to develop an improved way to deal with the inflammation that is damaging the heart and dramatically improve the quality of life for these young, generally healthy people.
About how many cases are we talking here?
In the United States, so acute myocarditis would affect up to 70,000 people per year, young, healthy adults, and similar numbers globally. Recurrent pericarditis would be a more rare condition, but it still would address up to 40,000 people. So these are very costly conditions as well. They can lead to hospitalizations that can cost upwards of $100,000 per hospitalization. So even if you put to one side the impact on quality of life and the damage these diseases can cause, they're very costly to treat in terms of healthcare system costs.
And how far are you with your studies, and maybe what's the timetable?
So we're in a very important stage of development. So our programs, we have phase two trials. We hope that the recurrent pericarditis program could move to a phase three program by later this year, early next year, which is a registrational trial or a trial designed to lead to approval of the drug agent. And then we have an acute myocarditis program, which is a global trial involving centers from around the world. And that program is in phase two. And we hope to complete that program early next year, or probably midway through next year. We plan to recruit the patients into that trial.
You know, I read an article, and I read that a big player is thinking about to take you over. Can you comment on this rumors?
It's best that we don't comment on rumors. So we are developing very important medicines for very large conditions that could be as large as heart failure, which, I mean, basically acute myocarditis and recurrent pericarditis are inflammatory diseases that affect the cardiovascular system or the heart or the heart muscle or the sleeve or the sac that surrounds the heart, causes significant impact on people's quality of life. But these also could be gateways into much broader areas of cardiovascular disease, such as heart failure, which is a mass market. It affects 26 million people at any one time in the developed world. It's the leading cause of hospital admission. It has over a 50% mortality rate within 5 years. And it is currently expenditures on that condition are over $30 billion a year in the United States. So these diseases are very significant in terms of their size and scope, impact on human health, quality of life, and the economies or the the reimbursement systems and the payment systems, they're very costly to the healthcare system. So it's a burden almost as large as diabetes. And so we believe these will be of keen interest to the pharmaceutical industry. So our real objective and the strategy of Cardiol is to develop the drugs, prove the concept in human clinical studies, and then partner or license for the mass commercialization with the pharmaceutical industry, who have very well-established franchises in the area of cardiovascular medicine.
And what would be the time, the schedule for that? Are we talking about years, 5 years?
Well, there's just been some recent acquisitions of life sciences companies where companies have been acquired for in the billions of dollars for phase two programs, early phase three programs. So it's quite possible we could be in partnering, significant partnering discussions later this year when we plan to have data from our recurrent pericarditis program, and into 2024 when the acute myocarditis program will progress. And we hope to migrate into phase three development with recurrent pericarditis, as well as move a new innovation that we're developing in earlier stage that could be applied to a market as large as heart failure.
So where do you see the potential of the stock?
I'm obviously biased on this question because I'm a significant shareholder. Employees are significant shareholders in this company, and we believe the company is dramatically undervalued right now. So currently we're trading less than our cash value. The company is very well financed. Our programs are funded. We have funding well for the next 3.5 years into 2026 through all the important milestones and developments I've been talking about today. And for these reasons, we believe it's a tremendous opportunity to participate on the investment side in the security, because we see a remarkable opportunity for revaluation or enhanced value, shareholder value, as we progress into these very important developments in heart disease.
What are your goals, maybe for the near future and also in the long term?
So our primary objective for this year is to complete the recurrent pericarditis program, which could put us into advanced partnering discussions, as well as have us with a phase three program in cardiac medicine. That's a very pivotal milestone for this organization. And then we plan to expand our acute myocarditis program for a true global presence, bringing additional large clinical infrastructures from other countries on board with that program, which is currently anchored out of the United States. And we plan to make it a more global trial and complete that study in 2024 as a second major cardiovascular target. And then as a third objective, we have a new innovative treatment that we can target this drug more efficiently at inflammation in the heart that we hope to address to a market of heart failure, which irrespective of how you look at it, it's probably the second biggest medical challenge next to diabetes. And what's causing the epidemic of heart failure that affects over 20 million people globally at any one time is increasing diabetes, increasing obesity, and increasing high blood pressure. Those factors are rising in the developed world, and it's creating an epidemic of heart failure, and we hope to be able to help with that severe condition that affects so many lives.
Yeah, it's such an important topic, so I wish you all the best for that.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your attention and interest in the important research that Cardiol is doing.
David Elsley, the CEO, President, and Founder of Cardiol Therapeutics. Thank you so much for joining us here in Berlin.
Thank you, Manuel.
And thank you for watching. All the best. See you next time.
Und wenn euch diese Sendung gefallen hat, dann abonniert gerne den Podcast von Inside Wirtschaft und gebt uns ein Like.